Hello and thank y'all for tuning in. This is a podcast where me and a few of my peers sit down and discuss situations that go on around our campus that we feel need to be acknowledged. But today we have a special guest, CJ Cunningham. I'm here with Mick Sullivan, and we're talking about the situation that happened just recently. Okay, so let's break it down.
Boom. Facts. Let's break it down. Let's get into it.
So I'm sitting. I'm going to tell where I was at first, and then y'all get where y'all was at.
Thanks.
So I'm sitting. Saturday, we go to the barn. It's me, my brother, and his partner. They had just beat Ohio State.
Sheesh.
Shout out.
Volleyball. He played volleyball.
That boy said he scored the last point.
Yes, sir, bro. I'm telling you, it was so crazy.
That boy so
bro, unfortunately, I left, though. I'm not a fan of volleyball, so I left. I didn't get to experience that, but it is what it is. I'm glad he did his thing.
I feel you.
So, the next day come, I'm like, hold on, like, who is this? I opened my Snapchat, and I'm like, who is this girl beat up? Like, she looked familiar. She looked real familiar. So, boom, I open it, and then I start reading. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, my daughter was just in the at the barn. Mm. She just got beat up by the barn owner. And then instantly, I'm like, who is the barn owner? Because I go back. I went to the barn a few months ago. Boom. Went to the barn a few months ago. And then I see this guy. He got a backwards hat on.
Big, swole white dude.
So I'm like, I'm like,
who is this man?
I'm like, I know they not talking about him.
Bro, he scares me.
Bro,
he's a big dude, bro. I'm not going to lie.
So anyways,
I start reading, and then they saying he had choked her out, beat her up, threw her out of the bar, and some more stuff. And I'm like, bro. So that's when it started, bro. That's when everything... Everybody reposted. Justice for Jazz. Her name is Jasper Evans. Is her name. Mm-hmm. And so, where were y'all at when y'all got the news about what happened?
So, I had just driven back. I'm from Aurora, Illinois. I was driving back from Aurora. I get back here. I'm laying in bed, tired. It's a 5-hour drive. And this girl I know sends me a Snapchat. She said, you hear what happened to the girl on the women's basketball team at the barn last night?
Facts.
I said, no. She sends me over her mom's Facebook post. So I read the same thing everybody else reads, going through it. I couldn't believe it.
Bro.
I thought it was like an April Fool's joke. I thought it was something.
Some type of joke or something, bro.
Because you saw the pictures too, right?
Yeah.
Everybody saw those pictures.
I'm like, did she get into a fight? And then he did that.
Yeah, exactly. You read the Facebook story, you read her mom's post, and then she put out the other post too, which I got sent. That was Sunday night, identifying Steve
who
as the bar owner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I saw it was him, it hurt, and I think it hurt everybody too, because everybody has been to the barn once. You've seen this dude. You know how big he is.
Yeah.
Fact. Yeah.
And anybody that knows Jazz, you know Jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz a point guard.
Yes. 100%.
Maybe like a 115.
Right, bro. Like,
come on, bro.
She's maybe 5'3".
That
this
difference
dude's
is unreal.
6'5", 6'6", 6'7".
The difference is like a video game difference.
Facts.
It's really like when you look at it, bro, it's like video games numbers, bro. Because bro is so big, bro. Like
huge.
And you can even see in some of the videos, he's not only big, but he's angry with it, bro. Like, that's
different, like a big,
you
like
can see the veins
like
popping out, bro. It's like, bro, mm-hmm. Listen, you can chill, bro. And then on top of all of that aggressive energy, you have the size difference in this specific situation, which is just unreal. Like, bro, you don't even care about how you're going to be looked at, maybe.
Maybe.
Wow, bro.
Something has to register in your mind that's wrong with him. Maybe I shouldn't manhandle this little lady.
Exactly.
How I want to. You know? Like, it's
for you to be so
the problem was is
so
nobody,
angry.
Nobody ever reprimanded him before when he did it. Nobody ever told him that was wrong. Nobody ever told him that he couldn't do it. And we saw as soon as everything came out with Jazz, her mom's Facebook post, as soon as everybody got informed about it, all these videos started pouring out.
Yeah, now you know
facts,
what?
Facts.
You know what? I'm going to tell you where I was, bro. I was looking at this on Facebook, right? I originally seen a Facebook post. It was actually Snapchat. Somebody sent me a screenshot of the Snapchat. And I think they sent it to everybody because I responded to them. It's like, what is this? And they didn't respond to me. So I was like, okay, let me just go on this person's Facebook and see what was going on. Maybe they shared it. Sure enough, it was shared, and it was the mother's post of the first time the mother posted Jazz's face. And I was like, oh, I know exactly who that is, and I know that I actually seen her recently, if not that night before she went to the barn, and her face did not look like that. Something happened, and I know she's been in Quincy, so that means something happened in Quincy. It did not take me long to find out that she had been to the barn, had a situation with who now is identified as Steve Holman. And I saw another post of hers. She had about three posts when I had first found this out. And I went right away to comment on one of the posts. I was like, yo, I know exactly who this dude is. Like, this is not some random night. This is not some random dude, some random attack. I had to let people know, bro, because it was mad people in the comments. Yeah, I think it had only been hours since her first post, and it was like hundreds of people in the comments. I'm like, whoa, this is like, first of all, he messed with the wrong one. That's the first thing I saw. Listen, I don't know. I only knew Jazz a little bit. Like, I only seen her around campus and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we had never had, like, a conversation or anything like that. And we may have officially met, but since the RAs, since everybody can't be in anybody's dorm, like, I'd never be in any other dorms. So I'm never, as an RA, I'm never in Garner. Like, sometimes I would know some of the freshman girls being an RA because sometimes I might have to go cover in Garner or go do a round in Garner or help one of the RAs in Garner. Not happening this year because of coronavirus restrictions. So I don't know Jazz or any freshman girls this year, and I had just seen her, but I was like, I'm pretty sure she's from Chicago, bro. It's over with. Like, this is not going to be good for him because this is not going to let up. Like, first of all, forget she's from Chicago. This is a college student. Freshman, her first year away from home? Oh, no. If she has any lick of support system, they're going to be down a lot of throats at this situation, and it looks like a lot of people already are. So I had seen a support system in the comments. I seen a support system in the form of a mother who was going to fight whoever she had. Whoever she had to. Do you hear me? Listen, shout out to moms because she is not playing. She is not playing. This is not no smoke that this is as far as I know. And I do know a little bit because I've been following Mans for a little bit, like not following him, but you know what I'm saying? I've been seeing him wild out on the bug. I've been seeing him wild out in the community, try to run for mayor.
And that's that's another thing I wanted to bring up too. Like, you see that Buddy is not a good dude.
Yeah.
Just by the things that he's posted. Like, clearly. I've seen a few posts. He was like calling out the Black Lives Matter protesters, saying that they
said he wanted the Antifa to come to through Quincy so that he could have target
like,
practice.
Yeah, yeah. So like that he was, could like kill him. He said something about a hanging tree and then like just wilding.
He posted that. Listen, I was there for a couple of things that he posted. Like, I was in the comment sections. Like, yeah, I could do some digging, man. I have my own back and forths with Steve Holman over these past years, like from time before. Like, when I saw this happen to her, I was like, oh, nah. Like, whose necks are we on? But I saw it was him, and I said, oh, no, it's not about necks here. This has to be a strategic approach because this is a man who gets himself into these situations. Over the years, I've seen him get him into situations that really expose his character, but he wiggles right out. I mean, all the way up to threatening the governor. He threatened to shoot the governor of Illinois when Governor J.B. Pritzker was going to visit Quincy. He threatened to shoot the governor. So when he was approached about that by the Illinois State Police, they found him to be venting online. So what was the word? Privilege? Bro, listen, that's privilege of another type, another whole nother count. Yo, that's, listen, and I don't know if it's money, is it connections, is it because the state police showed up, he's biggest, I don't know, he's huge, yeah, right? So maybe he scared the troops. Maybe he scared the troops, bro.
Bro,
I don't know. But, bro, he has some kind of privilege. He has some kind of relevance in this community.
He has money.
He has money.
He has money is what
he has. He has money, yeah.
And he has friends.
He does.
On the law enforcement.
He has law enforcement. He has
a retired policeman. He does. That's backing him openly.
Sure does. Yes. So we see the character. The things are obvious. Like I said, this is not a game.
What
like
surprised me the most was I thought everybody was going to back Jazz and be on Jazz's side. What was sad was seeing it wasn't really the students, but you see some parts of the community that took Steve's side.
Right.
Yeah.
And whether it was not standing up for Jazz or allowing or staying friends with Steve, it's messed up.
Yeah, this community didn't surprise me in the slightest. It's so unfortunate to say, because as a student over the past 4 years being in this community, I do consider myself a little bit of a part of this community, and I'm okay with that. I've grown to get there. I had to get there, but I'm okay with that. At this point, I'm clear about the dynamic of this community. I'm clear about the politics of this community. And I expected nothing different. I expected nothing different because not only is Jazz black, and so automatically people are going to have their ignorant biases against her, even when she's the clear victim, but she's also from Chicago. People in this community have like an emotional attachment to Chicago that just makes them say things, do things, think things that are just like incredibly irrational. I've seen it before, so it also is not anything new to me. My previous school before I transferred to QU was University of Iowa in Iowa City. Also had a lot of people from Chicago. Also had a lot of students from Chicago and the students. I mean, like college students, but also like a lot of people from Chicago in the community. And people just attached it with all the violence that happened in the city. People attached it with anything that happened in the city. Oh, it's Chicago. Oh, it's little Chicago. People used to say that all the time, bro, about Iowa City. People still say it. And I come here, it's the same thing, bro. It's just about Chicago. So when I saw that people did, in fact, see that she was from the Chicago area, bro, I knew it was up. This community is ignorant, bro. They take anything and they just want to blindly protect solely off the basis of their own biases. It's really bad in this community. It's an education problem, bro. I can't yell out education loud enough. It's literally just the miseducation. These people only know what they're told, and they're told BS by our system. And it's like if you only drink the Kool-Aid, bro, you're always going to be hoodwinked. So, like, this community is just completely sleep off the Kool-Aid, bro. I don't know if there's any help. I don't know if there's any solution for how deep and how ignorant these people are. Like when you see them react to the comments and Jazz's incident, when you see them react in the comments, you have to understand this is at the very base level, forget any race, forget anything. This is a man who hit a woman. We are completely like forgetting about that. We don't do that. Even if you are in this community and like you, for whatever reason, you can't shake the racism. We don't hit women. We never were supposed to be hitting women. We never were supposed to condone that and support that and defend that. What are these people in this community doing? If this was your daughter, if this was your wife, would you be asking, what did she do wrong? If this was your daughter, if this was your wife, would you be asking, why were you in there and you were underage? Would it really matter? Does it really matter? This community is sick, bro. Listen, the victim blaming, I mean, you can call it what you want. Like, you know, a lot of people get triggered when you use terms like victim blaming and things like that and want to group them into really what they are. But whatever you want to call it, I mean, if this, you have to put yourself in this situation and the failure of the ability of this community to just put yourself or one of your family members or one of your loved ones in this situation, it's like, it's obvious that your reaction would be flipped, but you can't see that. This is a sick community, bro. They support him. They always have. It's bad here, bro. It is bad here, but it won't get swept under the rug this time. Like I said, Steve Holman messed with the wrong person this time.
He finally met his match.
It's over with. It's over with.
He finally met his match. Because I seen they had created a TikTok or whatever, a guy like breaking down the whole situation. And he had a freaking.
What, bro?
Now listen about his rap sheet.
Now listen, most of them are traffic violations, right? And that's what I've been told by officers here. That the thing about his rap sheet is most of the traffic violations. Here's the thing:
they said mostly.
Mostly, that's what they said. Most of it is traffic violations and not and what this and this and that. This is what I want to say. I saw, and this is public knowledge, this ain't no secrets that I'm telling, this ain't no sauce I'm giving out. I saw that this man had at least, and this was just what I saw, I didn't even choose to look at anything else to see if there were any other violent offenses. I saw in 1 year, and I'm not going to name the year, but I saw in 1 year, this man had 3 domestic batteries. And I want to go into what that means real quick, the difference between domestic assault and battery. Assault is like, I could pick up this this pen pad, I could chuck it at bro, and he could be like, yo, he assaulted me, it hurt me, maybe it cuts him, and maybe it draws blood or something like that. Like, did I do something that was violent? No. Or, you know, by most people's standards, maybe not violent, but it was still assault, and I still can't catch a case for that in due time and things like that. However, for battery, the minimum for battery is, like, you have to beat. Battery is like batting someone. That's what I learned. I didn't know that. I didn't know this is just something that I learned, and I want to pass on the knowledge so that we can really get a good grip of who we're dealing with here. Battery takes for you to beat, to batter, to ram, to apply force to. That's like what battery is, bro. It's not like he accidentally threw a spoon at his girl or something like that, or he accidentally hit her with a cord or something. No. He domestically beat someone, and this was 3 different charges in 3 different months that he was arrested for. Let me tell you something. Can people change? They sure can. But when they start to exhibit behavior, whether that be online via social media threats or whether that be in person via escalated violence in a very unnecessary situation, when they start showing remnants of that past, it's just necessary to bring that past back up, bro. You have to understand that people, you get the chance, and you should get the chance, in my opinion, in society, to move on from your past, to move on from things that you've done. But when you are stringing current actions with past actions, it doesn't matter how far back it goes. Like I said, I'm not even going to name it a year. It doesn't matter how far back it goes. It's the fact that we've seen this behavior from him before. We're seeing this type of behavior now. We're also seeing him try to get out of it. We're also seeing him show no remorse for it. We're also seeing him not see anything wrong with his behavior. So, like, we have to understand the character of this man possibly has not changed from who he used to be. Those of us who know him in those times when he was getting arrested, those people know his character. And I mean the people that are in law enforcement that have dealt with him, that have told me, yeah, I arrested him. Yeah. We know his character, I think. This is not.
And the other thing is, too, anybody can look and find these facts out for themselves. If you 100%. Look on his Facebook,
a lot of his record is very public. Very public.
Makes his life very public.
He does.
Anybody that takes a look can find out just what you said, mm-hmm. what a terrible person he is, and what a terrible person he is. Has been and has continued to be.
Facts.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where I'm sitting in class and my teacher was like, yo, did any of y'all hear about something that happened, the recent thing that just happened? Then he was like, yeah, that guy's a pretty terrible guy. It's been a long time. And I'm like, my professor can sit here and tell us that, oh, yeah, he's a pretty bad guy. Like, And I don't know what he does on his my professor does on his personal life, but he doesn't really seem like he's in tune with the social world. You exactly. like the social media world. Like,
yeah. And so, it's not likely he wouldn't know about Steve Holman in his everyday life. So, but he still knows about him.
But he still
him,
knows
he
about
still
Steve.
Knows that this dude is out here and he wilding. Yeah, bro, I have people all around. Because like I said, I'm involved in this community since I've been a student here for 4 years. I really feel like I'm a part of this community. And part of that is just having a bunch of different jobs in this community. My current job, I work in the mall. It's people in the mall and be like, yeah, bro, like, he been wilding for a minute. I'm talking, like, older people. I'm talking, like, people who have been in this community for a while that, like, you know what I'm saying? He's been here for a minute, obviously. So, like, people who know, like even history, people who know things, like even before, you know, any of us arrived here at QU, like, bro, it's been going on for so long, such malicious acts. It's like, how is this person still allowed to be such a part of our community? It's such an official aspect, like, as a business owner, though. That is crazy. Like, as a public business owner, to be honest with you, I can't believe that, like, they even allow somebody to own a business and have hate symbols. But that begs the question, do we consider them as hate symbols? And that just wraps right back around to education. If our system was educated enough, and I'm talking about our system, bro. I'm talking about our system. If our system was educated enough, it would know to outlaw such things. It's the same thing as the swastika that's outlawed in Germany. It's no different. It is no different. The energy behind it is no different. It shouldn't even be allowed to be displayed. To be honest with you, it's so deep. It's so deep.
Any student at Quincy can also tell you the barn's not the only place where you see the Confederate flag.
I didn't know that.
You've never seen the Confederate flag in any other parts of Quincy?
No, for sure. Other parts. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about in bars in Quincy.
No. I'm
saying freshman year, people were smacking them on the back of their cars as a bumper sticker. It's
nicely peppered around this community.
Come on.
It's nicely peppered around this community. You can see it as often as you see the Pritzker sucks sign. You can see it as often as you see that, man. It's a very politically emotional, politically emotionally charged community, I would say. They're very connected to their politics, very connected to their what they would call their history, what others would argue, but they're very connected to that down here. We are very close to Missouri, which historically was a southern state. So, I mean, like, we get a lot of that energy overflowing the state line, bro. And right there. We really are right there, being Quincy, Illinois. We really are right there, bro. So we get a lot of that energy in this community. Yes, Confederate flags, they are abundant in this community. And they were abundant, especially around the times where politics was hot, election season was hot, Trump was the president, and he was trying to run again. And, I mean, really all through the 4 years, people, you know, the enableness is just, oh, gosh. It'll knock your socks off if you're not familiar with it.
What do you feel, what measures do you need to be taken in order to prevent a situation like this from ever happening again?
I had one thing I want you to talk about too. If you talk about the protest a little more and your involvement with that.
Sure.
And then sort of also what upcoming events should students know about?
Yep, 100%. So the first protest, we started a meetup at First Baptist Church, and shout out to Reverend Jones. Reverend Orville Jones over at First Baptist Church. We called Reverend Jones, and this is me and the direct cousin of Jazz, because she was kind of wanting to be the part of the family that was going to come down here and kind of like lead the protest part while Jazz and her mom can just be at home kind of getting rest and Jazz can be recovering and things like that. But we definitely, while Jazz could be home, wanted there to be some type of demonstration, some type of noise to be made, civilly, of course, some type of noise to be made down here while Jazz could be recovering up in Chicago, in the Chicago area where she's from. And so I was in contact originally with her mom via the Facebook post that she made and that I commented on. And from there, she put me in contact with her cousin. And then me and her cousin, and we have some activists that her cousin is pretty much basically like family. I feel like I'm family with him now. They all wrote down here, and we kind of just set up a meeting spot, set up a time to go and demonstrate. We set up some like some ground rules that we wanted to kind of give out to people to keep people safe. And then we connected with the likes of KHQA. They connected with us to try to put the story on, and we definitely wanted there to be news coverage of it. We want there to be news coverage of it as big as we can. Really, like I said, this has to be, we got to have all the lights in the room on for this investigation so that we know that justice is served. And so we connected with KHQA. They agreed to be at the protest, which was significant because a lot of people were afraid after the flyer came out. shout out to Paige Cummins. She is a graduate staff at QU. She actually made the flyer. She snapped on the flyer, and she worked with me and the family to design that flyer. And when the flyer was designed, actually, there was some opposition from one of the groups around here, one of the Facebook groups called the Quincy Tea Party. And they actually made a flyer, and that was a that was a doozy. So that was some response we got. But we got a lot of positive response as well. And really actually overwhelmed that.
What did the flyer say? I wasn't able to fly. What did it say?
Oh, man. Okay, so they, first of all, there's a flyer for, I'm making a mistake. I'm mixing the events up. The flyer was for the Human Rights Commission meeting.
Okay.
It wasn't for the protest. It wasn't the protest flyer. But some of the same people who opposed the Human Rights Commission flyer, and which what they did was they took the flyer and just basically said, flipped some of the words and said, like, hey, basically, we're going to be out here opposing these people that said that they were going to be out here. And it had, like, all this Quincy Tea Party stuff on there. It's like, you could tell it's, like, you know, just some troll out there who has no time on their hands and got to that flyer right away. That was quick. I can't lie. Props to whoever got to that flyer that quick, because it's just that's ultimate troll energy, bro. And you have to tell me that your ultimate goal there is not to mess with the protest. It's not to mess with justice for justice. It's just to be a troll. You got to tell me your ultimate goal is to be a troll. And you won that, bro, because you got to that flyer quick, faster than a hurry. But unfortunately, it was drowned out.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah. Shout out to my man. That's probably the highlight of his life. But fortunately, it was drowned out by a lot of support for the Human Rights Commission meeting.
Amen.
And then, yeah, and then specifically for the protest, I'm going to go back to that. We were able to set up QPD was actually gracious enough to not only attend the meetup so that, you know, we can be safe and everything, because, like I said, there was some local opposition from some very ignorant people who did not turn out to be zero in response, actually, and everything was very, very civil and very safe.
Except them telling you couldn't park on their property.
Okay, except them telling us that we couldn't park on some property over there. I actually wasn't sure about the details of that, but
I had to move my car
twice. Uh-huh. Apparently they had an issue, and it was like, okay, well, you know, we're out here. All right, bro, we're out here.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, like, you're not going to stop
exactly.
us.
Exactly. I mean, like, you might as well, but, you know, listen, bro, like I said, we were out there, bro. But, yeah, so we got out there. Oh, and QPD was gracious enough to meet at the meeting. And I didn't know that this was happening. I met two officers there. I cannot remember their names. And, oh, I hate myself for it, because they were great, great, great officers. But I met both of them, trusted both of them, and they told me that they were there for us. They told me that they were going to give us an escort. That's the word I'm thinking of. And it was great. It was great. QPD escorted us over there. They were already plenty of people over there who were ready to demonstrate, already plenty of people over there ready to make their voice heard. That was beautiful to see that response, but also to see the escort behind me. That was unreal, man. That was crazy. It went QPD, and then I was the first car, and then after that was the family, and that's how they wanted it. And it was like, yo, this is dope. Like, we're coming in here protected. Like, first, and me personally, bro, I haven't pulled up to the barn in 3 years, bro. I was like, yeah, bro, I cannot believe I'm back at this place, but it's like this.
But
man,
it's for the good reason.
It's exactly.
Right,
we out here.
Right,
we are out here. I'm proud of that, man. I gotta pat myself on the back just a little bit, because I probably don't do that enough, to be honest with you. But yeah, like, I helped the family do that. You know, I had a little bit of connections in the community to the local media, because I've been on the news before for some things. Like for, what was I on the news for? I was on the news for Juneteenth, and I was on the news for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So, like, I contact some of the news outlets that I have been on before, and they were responsive, bro. Like, that was huge. I was like, yo, like, that's the part about, like, local community that's cold, bro. Like, that's the part about local community that could be so beautiful, bro. Like,
when people actually, you know what I'm saying?
And unfortunately, it's like, yeah, like, that's so dope that you could contact your local news like that and they'll respond and really do this. But it's like, even while we're in the midst of trying to praise our local community, it's like, why are we doing it? And it's back to ground zero, bro. It's back to hating this place. It's back to, oh, my gosh, all the tension. And it's like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, the protest, I was very proud of, but I was very, very, very proud of our students who came. I was very, very proud of the support that they showed for their fellow students. Sometimes QU students can be known to be a little bit cliquey based on whatever, athlete affiliation, Greek affiliation, academic affiliation, whatever the case may be, music or whatever. But we all came together. There was so many different people there, and there were people from the community there. That was a beautiful thing to see that response. And then to see the bigger response at the Human Rights Commission meeting. I just hope it keeps going, bro. I hope it's genuine, bro. Like, it has to. It's hard to believe that it's not, because you see what happened to our own, you know. But I just hope it's genuine, bro, because I'm so genuine about this. Like, I really want, first of all, justice for Jazz, because, like, you see her and you know, like, especially if you ever been there, if you ever seen him, like we were talking about earlier, you see how uneven that match is, if it's even a match. But you see the unevenness from it. So, like, you just gotta have justice from that. But then it's just the fact that there are so many, like, levels that this is wrong on. There's so many audiences that this would capture, that this touches. Like, so many people that should be on this train that are not in this community. It's like, oh my goodness, what does it take? You know what I'm saying? It's like, unfortunately, I think I know. I think I know what it would take. It would take for Jazz to maybe not be black. It would take for Jazz to maybe not be from Chicago. Like, and it's just unfortunate, bro. It's unfortunate. But like I said, man, he definitely messed with the wrong person this time. Justice is definitely gonna have to be served. Because her support system, which includes me, her support system will not stop, bro. And this movement is growing traction online and everything. It's getting news stories by the day. So there are a lot of eyes on it.
Just came out like a couple minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What was it? The Atlanta.
Yeah. What was it? Atlanta Black Star.
Oh, the Atlanta Black Star posted Jazz. Shout out to the Atlanta Black Star. I've heard of them before. Yeah, for sure. Send me that link. I've heard of them before. They actually do. They do a lot of different stories on a bunch of different things. I watched the Breakfast Club, Power 105. Shout out to Charlamagne Tha God. I watch them all the time, and they always do stories from the Atlanta Black Star. It's a credible source that even Charlamagne uses, bro. So, like, that's crazy that, because Charlamagne, somebody as big as Charlamagne Tha God be shouting out their paper and, like, using their stories all the time. Like, I'm saying, like, he could see it. Like, somebody like him could see it. Somebody that big could see the Atlanta Black Star is, like, a big thing, mm-hmm. especially in the black community, but especially in black media. So, like, somebody specific as Charlamagne, because he's in black media, being a radio personality and in the Hall of Fame, bro, he might see it, bro. And I reached out to him, bro, about this, because I listen to him every day. Mm-hmm. He would hop on this story and give it the gravity that it deserves. Well, like, he really, because he's in tune with a lot of different activists. Like, he always is talking about activism and stuff like that on Power 105, bro. He better see this, bro. And I don't care.
John Morant saw it?
Bro, I seen John post that. John posted it on his IG story, bro. Listen, Ja posted it on his IG story, and I got a Ja jersey, bro. Now, I already have one, but it's just crazy. It's just a random connection I just had to shout out. But that's crazy, bro. Ja posted it.
Ja posted it. I had my little – the way I found out Ja posted it, my little cousin sent me the Instagram story and was like, what's happening in Quincy?
Yep.
It was so awesome, that's just
crazy,
to see.
Crazy, bro. I saw it on Jazz's snap. She posted a screenshot of it. I was like, dang, shorty. Yeah, I've been talking to Jazz too. Shout out to Jazz.
How is she doing?
So I'm not gonna like, you know, too much over the what's the names over the, you know, but and honestly, like, I've only pretty much talked to, you know, just check up on her and things like that, make sure she's good. She's definitely doing good, doing a little bit better as far as I know. She did speak, which I was very proud of her, and I actually haven't talked to her since she spoke. So actually, no, that's cap. Yes, I have. But I was very proud of her and for speaking. I think it's very necessary that we hear her voice. I think it's very necessary that we hear her voice for a bunch of different reasons, but mainly to not be fearful, you know, to encourage everybody who's supporting her to also not be fearful. And I was just proud of her that she wasn't too fearful to speak. I was proud of her that she had the courage to stand up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really motivational to us who's supporting her, but that's really motivational to anybody else that might need to speak up about what's happened to them. That's going to be really helpful in getting this dude out of the community and protecting our community. If you are ever a victim of this, man, it's now like your time where you can.
Now is the time. 100%. Say something. Yeah.
We've seen a lot of people doing that too.
Yeah, we sure have. We've seen a lot of people. And shout out to all the people that have been brave enough. But yeah, now's your time to like band together and help each other and help us as a community out. And I mean us, including everybody that has ever dealt with him. I mean all of us, brother. Because we, like I said, like I keep saying, we need all the lights in the room on this one. We need everybody. We need everything that we can get to get this guy out of the community.
Big facts. I think we should end it right there. This was a great talk.
Blessings.
Yes, we here for you. We support you. We love you.
100%.
We hope everything turns out for the good.
CJ, we appreciate you coming in.
CJ, we appreciate you for coming in.
Absolutely. And listen, I sound good on the mic, man. Y'all have to get me up in here, bro. I sound good on the mic.
We'll have to get you in here a couple more times.
What's up? I'm here, bro. I'm here. I got another year at the institution. What's up? Yeah. Get me in.
We going to work on it.
Give me lit.
But that's all we have. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next time.
Blessings.